Sarah walks along the dusty road towards her home from school. She drags her feet in the dirt as she walks. Tears stain her pretty face. I'm no good, she thinks. Everyone else in my class can do that work. Why can't I? Other children run past her, happily talking and laughing together. But Sarah does not look forward to the afternoon home from school.
Hello, and welcome to Women of Hope, that special time when we always look forward to sharing with you. Now I wonder, what's wrong with Sarah? Why is she feeling so miserable as she walks home? And what do you think her mother will say to her?
When Sarah finally got home, her mother didn't notice her sad face. Sarah, you have jobs to do before dinner. Please go and do them now. Obediently, she set off to collect water from the well and feed the animals. She was only 7, but already she was feeling bad about herself. Sarah's thoughts told her, "You're no good. Everyone else in your class can do that schoolwork. Why can't you? Sarah, you are useless and stupid. Now you have brought shame on your family by giving the teacher the wrong answer." "I don't want to go to school tomorrow," she decided.
Oh, poor Sarah. What a sad story. I wonder what happened in her day to make her so sad. Surely it couldn't be that she just got one wrong answer. I am so happy to have Heather with us today. She's a good friend and she's a teacher. Heather, please, would you tell us how this kind of situation can happen and what we can do about it?
It is a sad story. You know, a lot of children feel that way after school. A lot of times they go home and at the end of the day, they feel so sad because they're having difficulty learning things at school. Often their teachers don't even realize that they have problems because they're quiet students who hold their feelings in. Today, I thought we might talk about how we can help children like Sarah who are finding school difficult.
Great, because learning is important. I always wanted my children to do their very best. But I can remember how difficult it was to learn some things when I was at school, like math. I would practice the exercises many times and still not get the right answer. I was just like Sarah, especially when I had a test in math. I didn't want to go to school on those days.
You know, I often teach students who find learning difficult. Sometimes they find it hard just to sit still and listen. For others, there may be that one subject that they just can't understand. It's really important to remember that most children will have difficulty with their schoolwork at some stage in their life.
So, if this happens often, what can mothers do to help?
Carol, it's really quite simple. Do you know that one of the easiest things that you can help your child with to be successful is to simply believe that learning is important?
Really? Is that true? I mean, it sounds too simple.
Yes, it is true. Your child will do a lot better at school if they know that you think learning is important. Did you notice in our story that Sarah's mother didn't appear to care about Sarah's day at all? Maybe she did care, but did she show it to Sarah when she got home from school? No, she didn't. She didn't ask any questions about what Sarah had done at school that day. She was busy thinking about the list of things that she needed to have done before dinner.
Well, I think I understand how her mother felt.
You know, Carol, I do too. But showing that you care about your child's day is really important. If you're a parent who walks your child home from school, talk to your child as you walk together. If your child comes home on the bus, you can talk while you're preparing dinner. However you do it, it's very important to talk to your child about what they did at school that day. You can ask them questions like, "What did you like most about school today?" Or, "Which story did you read today?" This shows your child that what they do at school is important to you. And when they tell you, ask another question or show some interest in their answer.
My mother always was interested in what I did at school when I was a child. I really loved telling her the stories that I'd written or showing her the pictures that I had drawn. She was busy with all my brothers and sisters, but she still had time to ask a lot of questions.
Wow, that was a great example that she gave you. Another way to show that you have interest in your child's schooling is to make sure that they have time to study or do any homework that they have. You're showing them that education is important by reminding them to do their homework. You can do simple things like buying them new pencils or giving them space to store their books. And always make sure that they have a suitable space to do their homework in. This shows them that you think learning is important.
It's a good feeling when someone cares about you and is interested, isn't it?
It certainly is. It makes a big difference in how you feel about yourself, doesn't it?
But how do we help our children when they just cannot understand something? Like Sarah in the story, she couldn't do her work. Well, she thought she couldn't.
Well, the first and most important thing is to make sure that your child knows that you love them. They need to know and see that you love them all of the time, not just when they do things well. Words of encouragement, spending time with them, and hugs are great ways to demonstrate how much you care for them. The next step is to help your child realize that getting answers wrong and not being able to understand are normal parts of the learning process. Can you remember a time when you were learning something new, but you made a lot of mistakes?
Oh, that's easy. When I was learning to cook, I would try a new recipe, and if it didn't taste very good, I would have to try it 2 or 3 times for it to work well.
That happens to me too. As adults, we know that it's difficult to learn something new, but we must try to let our children know that we understand that. I'm sure Sarah's mother would have understood how sad she felt about answering that question incorrectly.
Definitely. All of us have experienced the feeling of not doing something right, haven't we?
I'd say so. But it always feels so good when someone else says that they understand. I always feel better when I know that other people have had the same problems as me. It feels good to know that we're not alone in our hard times.
So if your child has a bad day, first, you need to show them that you love them. Then you can let them know you understand that learning is hard, and it's normal to find school hard. But how do you help them improve in a weak area?
Well, let's use your example, Carol. You said that when you were young, you found math hard to learn.
Oh, I did.
So let's pretend that your child is having trouble in math. One way that you can help is to go talk to your child's teacher and ask them for advice. They should be able to give you some ways to help. The problem could be as simple as your child not doing their homework. The teacher might also have some books that they can lend you so that your child can practice some of the work at home. The teacher may also explain to you the method for doing that particular kind of math problem so that you can go home and do it with your child when there's time to help them. A time when they're not under so much pressure to get the answer right, like at school.
So you could ask the teacher for help. That's a great idea. I'm sure the teacher would be very happy to help. Any more suggestions?
Actually, yes. Another way that you can help your child to learn is to find someone else who can help them. Sometimes a child needs extra help from someone who's not their teacher. Carol, you mentioned that you had trouble with math. Who did you know who could have helped you with math?
Well, that had to be my older brother. He was always better at math than I was. And sometimes he would help me with my homework when I was younger. And you know something? As I look back, he has actually helped my children sometimes when they were in school.
What a great example! A member of the family, such as an aunt or an uncle, older children, or even a neighbor, are good suggestions. This person could spend time with your child and help them learn this information. But remember, Your child is already feeling bad about not understanding this work. So you don't want to make them feel bad about needing extra help, too. They may feel discouraged if they have to do more of the very work that they don't enjoy and find hard. So it's very important for you to try to make this extra study a fun time of learning.
Heather, these are great suggestions. I often used to feel helpless when my child was having trouble at school, and because I didn't always know the information, I would feel like I couldn't help them. So it's good to be reminded that there are other people who can help too. Thanks so much for your help. On Women of Hope, we're talking about helping our children learn, especially if they're having problems in some area at school.
Worrying about our children is common for mothers. It's natural to be concerned that they're doing well in their schoolwork.
Yes, and I'm sure every mother spends time worrying about her children and how they're doing at school. But if you are a person who worries a lot about things, be careful not to put your worries onto your child.
That's so important. Your child will quickly pick up that you are worried and may feel worse than they felt already.
When I first got married, I worried about being the perfect wife and trying to cook like my mother-in-law, but I wanted to make my husband so proud of me. Did you feel like that?
Oh, I did. I think most newlywed women feel like that. But of course, our mother-in-laws have had a lot more experience than we have. And there's no way we can cook like them to start with, is there?
No way.
I also worried about money and trying not to spend too much so that we could buy everything that we needed.
Yeah, you know, I think most of us understand how you felt.
But you know, during that time, I heard some words from the Bible that helped me stop worrying. Can I tell you about them?
Please do, Tammy.
These words were said by a man called Jesus. He is God's son, and when he was on earth as a man, he spent a lot of his time teaching people about God. On this specific day, Jesus was talking to a huge crowd of people, men, women, and children. Some of the people were friends of Jesus. Others were just curious to hear him speak as he was getting pretty famous in the land, and lots of people were talking about him. Jesus liked to teach people wherever he was, so on this day, he was outside on top of a hill. I like to imagine the crowd spread out around him, sitting in the shade of trees. Maybe there were some wildflowers here and there, and a few goats grazing on the grass nearby. Some birds may have been flying down to feed on the grass seeds.
Oh, it sounds like a really pleasant place. So what did Jesus actually say?
Well, what he said is written down in God's Word, the Bible. Let me read it for you. I tell you, do not worry about your everyday life. Whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Let's stop for a moment and think about that question. No matter what my situation is, if I don't have enough food or clothes for the family, or if my child is not doing well at school, can I help the situation by worrying about it? What do you think? Let's keep reading. And why worry about your clothing? Look at the flowers in the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things saying, "What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of some people, but God in heaven already knows all your needs. So, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
Thanks for reading that to us, Tammy. Let's put our cares and worries aside for a few moments and listen to this lovely song. Here on Women of Hope, we've been talking about worry. So, can we help any situation by being anxious or worrying about it? We can't, can we? We just heard some very encouraging words. Jesus is telling his followers not to worry and to trust that God will care for their needs.
Yes, he is. I like it that Jesus talks about such everyday worries, like food and clothing. I worry about those things sometimes, don't you? Jesus is showing how pointless worry is. All it does is make us anxious and emotional. It doesn't fix the situations we're facing.
Oh, that's true. And when I worry, I feel like my worries grow bigger and bigger. And you know, worrying is not good for our health. It can keep you from sleeping, and I'm sure we all know what it's like to lie awake because we're worrying about something. Does that happen to you too?
It most certainly does. I'm sure it happens to all of us. I like to remember the example Jesus gives of the birds to help me in these times. Let's think about birds for a minute. What use are they in the world?
Well, let's see. Some are used for food. But mostly they sing and they eat and fly and lay eggs that produce baby birds. They're pretty, but not very useful. Isn't it interesting? Jesus uses them as an example.
Let me try and explain the point Jesus is making. Most birds don't do anything special, but God looks after their needs because they were created by Him and He cares for them. God doesn't care for them because they do anything special. God looks after their needs because He made them.
Well, you might be thinking, well, that's a nice picture of God, but how does it relate to me?
If you are thinking that, it's a good question. Remember, Jesus explained that God views people as being so much more valuable to Him than the birds. So, in just the same way that God cares for the birds, because He made them, He also cares for you. You too have been created by God, and He loves you.
But what about when we are in need, and maybe we don't have enough food to eat? Does that mean that God doesn't love us?
There will always be difficulties in this world, because this world is not perfect. But have you ever helped the situation by worrying about things? God does love you, no matter what your need is. And He wants you to ask Him to help you and to trust Him to provide for you. Now, here's one more thing that Jesus said to the crowd. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Do you often worry about tomorrow's problems? I know I sometimes do. I worry about things like, how will we have enough money to pay for our child's wedding? Or even, what will I do if my husband dies? These are very real worries, aren't they? But you know, these are worries about things that might happen. If we tried, I'm sure we could make up a whole list of things that might happen or might go wrong. But will that make any difference to what is actually going to happen? No, that's right. no difference at all. Jesus is telling us here to keep our focus on today. Doing this has helped me to reduce my worrying. And you know what? It gives me room in my mind to think about other people and their needs. When I am worrying, I find it difficult to really care for those around me. I don't seem to notice someone's sad face or see how quiet my friend is being. When I trust God with tomorrow's worries and just think about how to live today, then I am able to find ways to help a friend in need or encourage my children. My worries seem to become smaller as I begin to notice the needs of other people.
You know, it's really encouraging for us to think about what Jesus said. Can we make a difference to anything in our life by worrying? Well, I guess in a way we can. We can make our situation worse. The worry just makes the problem seem to get bigger and bigger until we feel like just giving up. So let's take what Jesus told us to do and not worry about tomorrow, but trust Him to provide all that we need. And now, when you look at the birds, remember Jesus' words. What were they?
He said, "They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are?"
And when you see a beautiful flower, remember what He said. If God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow, He will certainly care for you.
Just before we go, I would like to share something from one of our listeners. She said, "We praise the Lord for women of hope. Before, we didn't know how to solve our problems, relationships with our children. But now we know that in Jesus, we can find a solution for everything." I hope these words might encourage you to ask Jesus to help you too. We would love to hear from you. You can write to us at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.